Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Bam Rubenstein, a.k.a. The Cayman Hunter, and I'll be your host. Live comes to you on Blog Talk Radio from the Cayman Ranch every Wednesday afternoon at 1300 hours CST. 1300 CST is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and noon in the Mountain Time Zone. Each week, we will take a topic related to the crocodilian species known scientifically as Cayman crocodilus, or more commonly referred to as the spectacled Cayman, and fill your head with dreams of becoming a zoologist, a herpetologist, a high school biology teacher, or maybe even a narrator for Animal Planet's Crocodile Week. One can only hope. The introductory music you hear in the background is provided by and courtesy of Richard Daynor of Richard Daynor Music, which can be found at myspace.com/RichardDaynorMusic and facebook.com/RichardDaynorMusic. Thank you, Richard Daynor. Rebroadcasts of this show can be found on Blog Talk Radio soon after the live broadcast ends and on CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html. So take off your shoes and come join us in the croc pond.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, it's me, the Cayman Hunter. I'm back. At least today I'm back. Getting over this is not easy. But feeling a lot better today, so today we're going to go with what we got. I'm going to have to tell you, though, because of what's been going on, it's probably going to be an every other week thing from here on out. I hate to do it, but probably not going to be able to handle every week. So every other week we're going to try to do it. Today being June 8th, figure you won't see me on the 15th, but we'll be back on the 22nd. And I guess that's the way I'm going to have to run it for now. So every other week, look for us. Instead of being every week on Wednesday, we'll try to make it every other week, at least for now. On Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that again is 2 p.m. on the East Coast and noon in the mountains. As we get started here today, just reminding everybody, my partner Shane Lewis, Lewis Stone, Baton Rouge, he says hello, make sure everyone out there is doing okay. The call-in number for today, if you want to call in, I'm pretty sure it's the call-in number for every day that you want to call in. If you want to call in, say hello. That number is 818-369-1429. Again, 818-369-1429. If you get a busy signal, that means we got a lot of callers, which doesn't usually happen. So I figure it'll be... No, you should. Okay. All right, so let's see what else we got going on. Don't forget our webpage always. You can always go to the webpage. The webpage is CaymanHunter.com, CaimanHunter, CaimanHunter.com. If you want to leave us a message, if you want to send us any information, talk to us about anything, we do have a message board, and we do have a guest book, so you can sign the guest book, leave a message on the message board. You'll find those at CaymanHunter.com down at the bottom. And if you want to hear archived copies of this and previous shows, they can be found either at CaymanHunter.com/radioshow.html or blogtalkradio.com, Bam the Cayman Hunter, and there are dashes in between those words, Bam the Cayman Hunter with the two dashes. If you want to be linked to us for any reason, shoot us an email, bam@caymanhunter.com, or leave us a message on our message board. Again, the email address is bam, B-A-M, at caymanhunter.com. Friends of the show, if you want to be one of the friends of the show, right now is forgetmenotforkids.com, austincustomtog.com, and Richard Danar Music, both at Facebook and MySpace. So it would be MySpace/Richard Danar Music and Facebook/Richard Danar Music. Let's see. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we might even have Iris listed in there today. Maybe she is. Let's see what happens. I think she is. One of the girls from the old neighborhood. She likes to try to listen in. Also, Richard Danar, the one who provided us with the opening music, he's probably listening in too. Maybe. Usually. Okay, so, yeah, it's been a while since I've been on the air, and I'm really sorry about that. I've been really sick, so things have been really bad lately. We've been in the hospital, in and out of the hospitals, and trying to stay, I haven't even been checking email, haven't been writing back to people, keeping my sites updated or anything lately, so trying to get all that back to order again, so I'm sorry about all of that. Still not in the greatest of shapes, but, like I said, feeling a whole lot better than I have been, so let's see what we got today. We've been talking about it in the past. We've been talking about adult Cayman. We talked about their enclosures. We've talked about feeding. And we've talked about... I guess with juveniles also, we've talked about hatchlings. You know, it's what's interesting, besides the things that we've talked about, all the things that we've talked about so far on the air, anytime you want to find any of those things out, any more about those things, go straight to our webpage at caymanhunter.com, and most of the information, almost all the information, except for maybe personal feelings, you'll see on our website, although even sometimes our personal feelings are on the website too. But at caymanhunter.com, go to our website and you'll see most of that information is most of the information is right there. It's available to you. We did an in-depth job on the website for making sure we put as much as we know about Cayman on there, from hatchlings to juveniles to the adults to care to feeding. Anything you want to know about Cayman, you should be able to find on our webpage. And the expanded part of our webpage, the other parts we do have on the webpage, we do have a wishing wall. The wishing wall is things that we really need out of the ranch to help the Caymans. If you're interested in making a donation of any kind, there's a place on there that we have for donations and stuff like that. We also have a thank you wall for people who have been helping us out. You'll notice that if you go to the webpage and go and find that page, you'll see names like, Krista's dad, Terry, his name is up there for helping us out. Of course, Krista and Terry, their names are up there. Richard Danar's name is up there and probably one of his music pages. Maybe even a link to it, if I'm not mistaken. If not, you can find those links. We also have our links page, and the links page is really in-depth as well. If you go down to, look across the top of the page of any of our webpage, any of our website, you'll see a links link. And if you click on that link to go to our links page, you'll notice that at the top we have things that are directly related to Cayman specifically. And then we have things that are related to crocodilians. Underneath that, we have things related to other types. types of rescues. I think there's even a couple of big cat rescues on there. Then an entire listing of everything that you can find on our webpage is listed in an alphabetical order from A to Z, obviously. But alphabetical order, anything you might want to... If you want to find something on our webpage and you're not sure where to look, go to our links, go down that page, you can find it somewhere on that page, and you can click on it, and the link will take you to exactly what it is, exactly that. And underneath that, I think underneath that is where we have links to the various people and places that have been helpful and friendly to us, sponsors and supporters, people that have helped us out along the way, friends of Cayman Hunter, couple links to those things, links like to Richard Daynard Music for helping us out with the intro, for giving us a license to use that intro, and stuff like that. Oh, you know what? It's not called a wishing well. It's called, I'm thinking of two different things. The list on our webpage of people that have helped us out is called the Well Wishers Wall. Well, you know what? I might be wrong again. I might be telling you stories again. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and look it up right now since I am sitting in front of the computer to do the show. So what do we got here? We have, okay, so if you want to make a donation, you click on the donations page, and there it is, donations. If you want to go to rescues or sales, there is a link for rescues, and there is a link called for sale. But donations, there is a link for donations. It's the second one in on the second row. And before you even get halfway down the page, it shows our wish list. And our wish list includes things like heating elements and building supplies, cash, computer tables, crates, desks, envelopes, fax machine, feeder animals because they eat a lot of meat, greenhouse materials such as plastic, glass, heating elements, heat lamps, things like that. I think I am going to go through this a little bit, maybe volunteer veterinarians, volunteer reptile lovers, volunteer gophers, tools and supplies, terrariums. I'm going to have to go through this list again. I'm going to shorten it a little bit, get rid of some of the things that I don't really need as badly as the other things. And that way, in case you do want to make a donation, we'll take care of this later on this afternoon probably, or tonight maybe. And like I was talking about, our well-wishes wall is what it is. Our well-wishes wall, we have Zookeeper, Aaron from Zookeepers, Shane and Terry, Paul from ITSEC, Chris's dad, Terry, Richard Daynard Music, Neil Rubenstein, and St. Hood Reps. And those are people that have donated or helped either Ruby's Reptile Rescue or Cayman Hunter in one way or another. And once we get the building built up again, we are going to make some sort of a plaque or something, put these names on that plaque and put it on the building. So you'll see that there if you come down to it. Let me get back to the links page now, and let's see what we got. On the links page, the first thing we have is a growth chart and well wishes wall. Underneath that, I have U.S. laws and regulations regarding ownership of crocodilian, ordinances, individual state laws, the site's ID, and the IUCN red list. Underneath that, I have Cayman and other crocodilian reference sources. Underneath that, we have other rescues that we deal with or we can recommend, like the Reptile Rescue League or the Ontario Reptile Rescue. Underneath that is the Big Cat Rescue Organizations, International Exotic Animal Sanctuary, Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, places like that. We have other reptile or reptile-related links. In other words, things that aren't on our site for any reason in particular, but we have that are reptile-related, like King Snake or Cornutopia or the site identification manual, stuff
like that. Then we have some of our other favorite links. So it is up the top, not the bottom. Some of our other favorite links, including bird food, Cayman Hunter, Terry's page, intherooms.com, Animal Planet, Pet Boutique, Austin Custom Toilet, Forget Me Not for Kids. And then underneath that is our site contents. And like I was saying, we go from A all the way down to W, actually. We don't have an X, Y, or Z. We'll start with Angel 1, 2, and 3. Move on down, you know, A, B, C, F. All the way down to Well Wishes Wall and videos before that, Well Wishes Wall. Then we have some of the sites that our webmaster has created and or maintained. Some of the sites, if you look at the different sites that he's done, some of the different ones that he's designed. And down at the bottom is if you want to do a link exchange. Okay, so that's the links page. Coming back, our for sale page tells you exactly what it is, but right now we have nothing to sell. So otherwise it would tell you we have these, we have those, whatever. Donations, rescues, and the two main pages that you'd be looking at for sure if you own the Cayman or are interested in CaymanHunter.com is our tear sheet page and our charts page. On the care sheet page, and again, care sheet will be a link on the second row, fourth one in. It's a care sheet. And what the care sheet tells you is basic information regarding Cayman. In our case, what species is covered, the characteristics, how to sex them, when they're most active, the land and water needs, the lighting needs, temperature needs, dietary needs, a little bit about breeding, a little bit about sexing. There are links on in the care sheet to other pages that have more information on them and other information you might be interested in. There's also a link at the bottom for care sheet for other types of reptiles, including iguanas, leopard geckos, milk snakes, beardies, boas, pythons. The breeding page has a link to specific breeding for Cayman, maturity, mating, laying of eggs, numbers of eggs, incubation period, temperature, hatchling size, nest, mortality, maternal instinct, and other information you might find there. Sexing the animal, I think we've gone over that a little bit here too, but if you click on that link, you'll see that it has a whole page of things related to sexing Cayman, how to do it properly, cautions, visual identifications, different types like tweezer and pinky, and different things you might see. That's what we have as far as cash sheets go. And on charts, our charts link, our charts, it first starts off talking about feeding, what we did in the beginning, how big they got, where they go from there. And at the very bottom of the page, I have a growth chart of some of the ones that we kept for a while, how big they got, how big they were when they started, when we got them, you know, just little things about certain animals there. So those are the two pages that if you have Caymans, you're probably most interested in our charts and our cash sheet page. But if you're just looking around and want to see a background of what's going on and how things are going and what's going on, our homepage right there, the index.html, you click on CaymanHunter.com, you go straight to our index page. Or if you ever want to get back to it, it's CaymanHunter.com/index.html. And it'll bring you to, you know, our opening page, our home page, which is basically the information, let you know how long we've been doing it, who's doing it, what kind of things we've been doing it, when we expanded, what other things we do, who's given us Cayman, where we've gotten them from, what we do with them once we get them, and here. Now, if you click on intro, which is a second link in from the top row, the intro is really just a daily blog, I guess. Not really daily anymore, but a blog, so to speak. It's just a little interesting thing about an introduction and an ongoing blog of everything that happens out of Cayman Ranch. So, you know, it starts from the very first Cayman that we got and put out there, all the way down to our nosy neighbors interfering with our horses and sabotaging the water lines and breaking our fence in the middle of the night and stuff like that. So everything happens out at the Cayman Ranch. So that's another reason we have a donation page that includes, you know, stuff like that, so that we can build up better fences too. Yeah, but the donations page again, you know, we're talking about things mostly for the animals, you know. For us, for the animals, should I say. You know, we're talking about like portable kennels and Q-tips and raw meat and reptic vitamins and security cameras and siphoning pumps, stainless steel bowls, stuff like that. Things that that you would normally see, normally want to see, normally feel the need for. If you have Cayman, if you want Cayman, if you want the Cayman to be doing well. Eventually, what we plan on doing after we get the new building built is set up, extend the front end of the building, so it's already in the planning process, to extend the front part of the building. So you'd come into an area which would have some bleachers, so eventually we're going to be asking if anybody has bleachers to donate. Just a small set of bleachers where we can bring over, you know, like the school kids, and have them sit down on the bleachers, and they can see into the pond that way without having to actually go into the pond area. And we'd have enough room in front between the doorway to the pond and the bleachers that we'd be able to show the kids or anybody who's taking a tour, we'd be able to show them Cayman, live Cayman, what Cayman are, what they're like. We'd be able to bring one out and show it to them and, you know, let them see what they're about and why they're so important and why we like them so much and everything about them like that. Quickly, I'm going to give you the phone number again, 818-369-1429, 818-369-1429. And again, I'm figuring Terry and Iris and Richard are probably listening, but if you want to listen in, you want to call, you want to drop us a note, leave us a message, feel free to at any time. It'll help so that you don't have to listen to my scratchy voice all the time, especially today for some reason. It's a little more scratchy than usual. But if you don't want to hear my voice, then remember, call on in. You'll be able to hear your own voice, if not right away, at least on the archived, after it's been archived. All right, getting back. So, talked about the links, fantasy charts, for sales, donations, rescues, home intro. And don't forget, we do have a huge photo gallery. Right there on the top in the middle link on the top row is photos. You click on photos and you'll see, you'll get, I don't know, maybe two dozen different galleries, photo galleries that we have. But I really, it doesn't load very fast. Hopefully you have a lot of bandwidth. They're not in thumbnails. They're just made smaller for the link. So the actual picture's in there, so it's loading up a whole lot of pixels. So you'd have to click on, again, you know, you go to Photo Gallery, click on any one of the galleries, and you can pull up anything from, if I'm not mistaken, I have the newest stuff on the top, newest pictures we've taken on the top, and the oldest ones towards the bottom, although the very bottom, maybe three rows, people sent us. We have our Cayman videos. We have other videos that we happen to like that we link to. Some certificates, awards, thank yous, and various laws concerning Cayman. Certificates, awards, and thank yous that we got. There's a link to those. And then at the bottom is also a link to Reptile Radio, this show, the one that we're doing right now. So that's the photo gallery. And then last but not least, on the webpage, CaymanHunter.com, is the contact button. You go all the way to the right, second row, you hit the contact button, and you'll see a page on contact with my name and email address, Shane's name and email address, and my Skype address and my Yahoo Messenger address. And they're both the same. It's Cayman Hunter, just without the vowel. So it's CMNHNTR. There's also a link to our MySpace page and a link to our YouTube page. Actually, there should be, I don't think we've done MySpace. I'm not sure we're even on MySpace anymore, so we'll probably have to get rid of that one. But we are on YouTube. Come to YouTube and see us. So I'll have to take a look at that later tonight also. See what good it does to being able to go back through this stuff once in a while. Also, as you get back to the first page, you go to CaymanHunter.com, the very first page of CaymanHunter.com. We're talking about the message book and the guest book. If you look down the right-hand side, you'll see a couple of links on the right-hand side underneath the picture of the eggs in the nest. Breeding notes, photo gallery, donations, Crocs in the news, Cayman Hunter getting published. And underneath that, messages and guest book. And then if you click on that, it'll take you to our guest book where you can leave us a message. And we do check that every time we check that. We have it set up so that every time you leave us a message, it sends us an email, so we'll find it as soon as we do get online, which isn't quite as often as it used to be, but we still get online every once in a while. And on the bottom of the left-hand column, if you go down the left-hand column, you'll see a picture of six or seven Cayman after they had just finished eating, just hanging out on the ledge, soaking in some sun. Fat angel sitting there on top there. And right underneath there, you have care sheets, for sale, contact, site contents, and then at the very bottom, Blog Talk Radio Show, and that should bring you to the link, a radioshow.html link, and that link gives you links to this website, our radio website, a Blog Talk Radio website, and archived episodes of the show, our show, the one that we're doing right now. Again, for the last minute or so that we're on the air, 818-369-1429. That's the call-in number. I'm sorry, call-in number is 818-369-1429. And on our webpage, you know, if you go to the front page, the very first index, you know, the index.html page, you can get to most of the links that I've been talking about, not just the one across the top. We got home, intro, photos, charts, and links. And the second row is rescue, donations, for sale, care sheet, and contact. Down the left-hand side, that first picture with all the Cayman, you can also click on that, and it'll give you a bigger picture of those Cayman just finished eating. Underneath that is care sheets, for sale, contact us, site contents, where I was called an expert in my field, and the Blog Talk Radio Show link. And on the right-hand side, again, if you click on that picture, it'll give you a bigger view of the nest and the eggs. We dug it out, took the picture, and then we also took the eggs out of it. Reading notes, photo gallery, donations, Crocs in the news, CH gets published, and the message board. I want to thank you once again for joining us. Come back again in 2 weeks and see us again, and hopefully we'll be able to catch you at that time. Sorry to get any callers. Thanks anyway. See you next time.